Welcome to the Witty and Gritty podcast. We are in our spring author mini series, and we are so excited to have Cody Andrus on the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So why don't you, since let's say no one knows how wonderful you are.
How would that be possible?
That would be silly. Everyone go follow her right now. But what are some a few things about you that you want our listeners to know about you today?
All right. Well, I'm Cody Andrus, and I have been working in and around women's ministries for about 15 years. I got into it through youth ministry because we discovered that I am not the kind of personality that goes with the flow the way youth ministers need to. So quickly switched into women and have to go with the flow in a whole different way. But so that has been one of the gifts and to me in my life has been getting to work with women and alongside women in ministry like that. It's been mostly in teaching and writing Bible studies for women. That's been the main way. But recently I started working in our church, which I have not done before. So that's been a fun change. I am in my late 30s and I'm single, which is, I feel like people should know that up front. Like that my life has been not exactly what I expected it to look like, but God has been faithful in the unexpected season. And so that's me in a very small nutshell. I'm also a book nerd. I love to read. So
book nerds, welcome.
And I love that you shared that personal detail, because part of the reason we like to bring people on the show to interview is give our listeners, they hear from us all the time. So we want to give them that fresh perspective. And so we're constantly giving like mom and wife advice. And so, yeah, definitely love that you shared that. And your vulnerability there. So thank you. Cody, in a nutshell, what is your book about?
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the title, the tagline. I feel like it just interests you right away when you read it. So tell us a little bit about it.
So Jesus by Her Side, and the tagline is Finding the Nearness of God Through the Eyes of the Women in the Gospels. And basically what it's about is looking at the stories in the Gospels where Jesus encountered women and the way that he ministered to them, the way that he spoke with them, the way that he healed them, and using that as a place for us to see the heart of God in order that we can recognize the Spirit of God in our lives. Because they had the advantage of seeing the man of Christ in the flesh. This is what God would do for his women. We have the advantage of the Holy Spirit within us and around us, but sometimes he's a little bit harder to recognize than a man in the flesh. And so when we see the heart of God in Jesus, I think it turns our eyes to recognize his presence in our own lives as well.
I love that. So you mentioned it's in the Gospels. What inspired you to write about this particular topic, and why just the Gospels?
So it was just the Gospels because I wanted places where Jesus himself on the earth spoke with and ministered to the women. And so that right there limited it down, like from Old Testament or even the book of Acts and going forward. We just looked at this one snapshot in time, which is only about 3 years of information. So it limited it down. But the way that I got there was really that was how the Lord was showing me who he was and his heart for me. As I would open up the Gospels, and it just sort of started happening that I would come to a story where Jesus encountered like the bleeding woman, and he would show me the way that he ministered to me in a similar way. And so that's kind of how I got there. It was really what he was doing in my life. And then I just started sharing it with others.
I love that. I know not everyone who listens to our podcast is well-versed with the order of the books of the Bible or what are technically the Gospels. So I love that you made that super specific, and it's just that 3-year window that Jesus was doing his thing. So I love those points up, because not everyone knows all of that stuff.
Right.
And I'm really impressed too that you saw how you benefited from it, but then you wanted to further that by showing other women what you were learning in that process. So that's really neat. And speaking of which, who would you say would benefit from reading your book? Maybe if you feel comfortable enough sharing kind of the different places or emotions you were in, and maybe some of our listeners find them in that same place, who might benefit from reading your book?
I hope that people would benefit from reading it if they're in a place where either they're having trouble seeing the way that God is moving in their life, especially, I think in any season, we need to know that the Lord is present, but there are some seasons, like when we're going through disappointment or when we're just not sure what God is doing. It might even be a good season, but it's hard to recognize God's hand in it. Like, we like our circumstances, but it's sort of almost feels irrelevant that God would be a part of it. Or we don't like our circumstances, so we want to go, well, Lord, what are you even in this? And I think in both cases, the opportunity to see the way that Jesus cares for and tends to women is an encouragement that he does see us in those seasons where we feel unseen. He does see us in the seasons and circumstances where we don't know what he's doing. One of the things that has been most reassuring to me is that he is faithful outside and apart from my faithfulness. That when I don't feel faith or when I don't feel particularly trusting of God, that doesn't make him less trustworthy. That doesn't make him less faithful. And so I get to have those feelings and those doubts, but what we do with them is what really determines our walk with him. And so knowing his heart for us and knowing that we are invited to come to him with those doubts and with those questions helps to reorient us to not feeling the pressure of building up our own faith, but feeling the invitation really to rest and to let him show himself faithful. And that's what builds our faith. When we see him moving in our lives and we start to recognize him, our faith does increase.
I love that you brought up the point that it's not God that changes. He's the one who's always going to get your back no matter what. So whether I'm in a dry season or I'm in the season of harvest, I can still come to him, even if I don't see his hand. I love all those points you mentioned. What would you say? Let's say we grab this book right now and we read it and our listeners scroll down and click the link to buy the book. What are some takeaways? What are they going to get out of reading your book?
One takeaway that I've gotten out of writing it is that Jesus has time for us. The encounter that comes to mind when I think about that is Jesus' encounter with the bleeding woman. So she had been bleeding for 12 years. She had, and because of that, in her culture, she would have been totally isolated from other people and cast aside, but she takes this risk and comes to Jesus when he's nearby. And she reaches out to touch him because she knows that just his presence and just that touch will heal her. And she is physically healed immediately, but then Jesus turns around and is like, who touched me? He knew he'd healed someone and he wanted to know who. And even the disciples are like, that's a huge crowd. How are we going to, everybody's touching you. You know, like you're getting bumped into all over the place. And they were in a hurry to get somewhere else. They were going to with a leader to minister and heal his daughter. And so, you know, they feel this pressure of we've got to keep the people happy. But Jesus doesn't feel that pressure. Jesus turns around and wants to know this woman. And it says that she finally fell before him and told him the whole truth. And I think just that picture of her telling him what it was like to not be healed for 12 years. What was it like to be disappointed by the failure of the medical technology at the time? And how did it feel to her? Of course, he already knew he's God, but he also had the time and the desire to meet her in that place and to allow her to share with him. And so I think that's one of the big takeaways and that comes up again and again in other stories, but just that he has the time and he desires to take the time with us.
I definitely think we have quite a few listeners out there that have been in seasons wondering, does God hear my prayer? I know I need to trust his timeline, but this waiting and having these expectations that can feel risky and painful if our worldly expectations aren't met. So yeah, I love that story too, because she had to continue to be vulnerable and reach out and take the opportunity. Maybe, you know, she had faith that he could heal her, but would he? And so, yeah, mm-hmm. Can't wait to read more on your take on that story and all the others. This is really exciting.
Yes. So that was a really great takeaway. I love that. I think everyone, like you said, mm-hmm. has experienced, maybe you're in a job that is not your favorite, but that's just what you have to do. So that is potentially 12 years long. Or frustrated with medical technology. I have a medically needy kid, so I totally resonate with the story. I love that you said it in that way. where it's still modernized and it makes sense. What are a couple of points in your book you want us to know? So you've mentioned the woman who has bled for 12 years. Are there any couple of big hits you want us to know about this book?
I think another takeaway or another kind of big point would be that he meets us in the seasons that we're in, but he doesn't leave us there. And so like there's another one of my favorite encounters, Mary Magdalene always has it. I'm always interested in her story for some reason. She just, you know, you're just drawn to certain characters. And I will say that when we talk about looking at the women in the Gospels, my hope is that we don't get distracted by them, that we let their story be about who Jesus was to them rather than get too fixated on exactly like, you know, like we'll resonate with certain women more than others because of circumstances in our lives, but they all, what changed their life was their encounter with the Lord. And so that letting their stories point us back to Jesus, I sort of have this tension of, yes, it's a book about women, but it's about the God that they encountered more than it is about the women themselves. But when Jesus encounters Mary Magdalene, he comes to her, she comes to the tomb after he's been buried, and she is just looking to it for his body to anoint his body with like the oils of the time. Like she was just trying to care for his deceased body. And instead they find him missing. And then he appears to her as the risen Christ. And it says that she clung to him and he tells her to stop clinging to him. And I think that goes against everything we learn, like in Sunday school and youth group, everybody says, cling on to Jesus. And Jesus is like, please let go of me. And I mean, like that should arrest us. Like Jesus, you should not be saying that. But what he means, and he tells her, he's like, he needed to go and ascend to the Father and pour out the Holy Spirit. He was essentially telling her, the season is changing and you still need to walk with me and walk by the power of the Spirit, but we can't. And I think what I've learned from that is there's so many times when I look back at seasons of my life where I did know the Lord more intimately or where I felt his presence more clearly. And I keep trying to recreate that scenario. And it's like, Jesus is going, you know, we're walking forward and I'm going to be faithful to you walking forward, but you got to let go of some of this, even the ways that he was faithful in the past, and let him be faithful in new ways and in new seasons. Because the one thing about God is he's always relevant to our real life. He's always present in our actual circumstances, not anything else, not the circumstances we had, not the circumstances we wished we had, not our fixed circumstances, but the circumstances we're really walking in.
That's great. It almost sounds like spiritual maturity. As you cling to Jesus, you grow a little. And so now we can do this differently. Or now in this season, I need him to be the provider instead of this. So I like how he can do all of those things.
I really like the point you made at the beginning of that little blurb. It wasn't a blurb. What I'm sitting here really thinking is, I hope our audience is taking away all the gold nuggets you're saying every time we give you a chance to speak. Like, it just makes me excited again to get my hands on your book. But you started off by saying that, you know, the Bible is really tells us more about God's character and even more about Jesus, and that sometimes we can get distracted in trying to find ourselves in the story, or, you know, fixating on the different biblical for people that are used in the Bible to illustrate God's character. So again, just your perspective on all these stories as a whole, and then just all the wisdom you've been able to pull from them. This is really going to be a great book.
Yes. So speaking of books in your book, where are some great places to get your book?
The easiest place is probably Amazon.
Well,
you can get it online through Barnes and Noble also. And if you go to my website, which is codyandrus.com, it has a link to the Amazon site. So it's pretty easy. It's easy to find if you look in those places.
Yep. We'll link it all. No worries there.
We don't want y'all trying to get on the internet and drive at the same time.
Yes. We'll just scroll down a little bit. And there are all the links right below.
Safety first. Do you have any other websites or social media places you hang out, or products? Do you offer anything besides the book that if readers just can't get enough of you, they can find you somewhere else?
Yes. So I'm on Instagram, the place I'm most active. And I also have a podcast. And the last season, season two, I actually taught through Jesus by Her Side. So we had, I think, 8 or 9 episodes where I would take 1 or 2 chapters and unpack it. So if you like the book, the podcast goes along with it, or season two of the podcast goes along with it. And that's on my website as well.
We love a good virtual Bible study.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
So we've asked you a ton of questions today, but is there anything else that you want our listeners to take away from today, whether they're women in a thriving season or a dry season, or even one more point from the book, what or encouragement that you're going through right now that maybe wasn't even in the book?
One of the things that I touch on it in the book and that God has been showing me again recently is that he's happy to, I think we tend to classify our needs as ones that we should take to God and ones that we should be able to handle on our own. And what I am constantly being reminded by him is that he actually wants us to bring him all our needs. So one of the areas where I think I should be able to handle it on my own, and he is like, you really cannot, is home repairs. Because the responsibility of home repairs falls on me. You've got to coordinate. You've got to figure out how you can go to work and also meet the workmen at the same time. And I feel like that's something, like that isn't a big deal, right? Like it's a privilege to get to care for your home. We can go down the list of why that should not be a real need. But the thing is, in my life, that currently is a real need. And God has just been showing me that when I come to him, it really does get easier. Not that all the repairs get taken care of magically, but it's like I come to the Lord and I'm relying on him, and then I get to deal with it from a place of peace. And everybody listening may not be having the same problem, but I think that idea of what is it that really is the need that we're facing right now, and what would it look like to bring that into the presence of God, even if we and the people around us are like, why would you bother God with that? God loves to be bothered with our real problems. And we see that time and again throughout these encounters with the women, and we see it time and again in our own lives. And so I've been encouraged by that recently. So I hope that encourages someone else.
Absolutely. God just wants you to talk to him. Just talk to me.
I've definitely had those moments where they're like, okay, we're taking prayer requests. And man, someone requests something that is heavy. Mm-hmm. And rightfully so, should make the list. And then I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to pocket this one.
I have a hangnail. It's really bad.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think the Spirit of God would ever talk us out of sharing a need that we have or a desire we have for God to breathe life into something. And so we just got to kind of watch that inner voice or inner critic.
Yes.
And take it all to God.
As I'm getting older and wiser, I'm learning that the more dependent I am on God, the more I can grow with God. So got to remember that one. Anyway. Well, Cody, thank you so much for coming on the show. We cannot wait for our listeners to hear about you and your book and all the things you have. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, we appreciated you.
Thank you. It's been fun.